Yeah, it's been fun. I think when you add the competition between offense and defense, you really see where you're at as a unit. And we've had a lot of good things we've done over the last 2 weeks with practice. There's stuff we need to work on. Defense, too, they've added some stuff that has made it challenging for us offensively. So all in all, it's been good work. Seen some progress. We've learned from mistakes, and we just keep getting better.
How's the Wes and Chris Harris matchup been so far?
Just like you see, last year, the New England-Denver matchup. Both those guys are extreme competitors. You know, Chris Harris is a guy that will fight to the nail with anybody, and Welker is a quick, very smart athlete, and I think they've gotten the best of each other, but it's been fun to see them grow.
It seems like one of the more interesting training camp battles is going to be, you know, you have you, DT, and Welker. Who are the fourth and fifth maybe receivers behind you guys? What have you seen from the other guys in your position?
Well, I think, you know, it's too early. We got, you know, a lot of young guys, a lot of young talent that at this stage it's learning the playbook and trying to get comfortable with the system. And I remember being there as a rookie, things are just spinning in your head, you know. And I think the more reps they get, the more experience they have, that will be decided in training camp. And we'll see guys, I think, progress more at that point. So it's hard to say who would be four, five, six, but they've all been doing a good job.
Eric, that's not your call, obviously, 4, 5, 6, and they may only keep 5, but mm-hmm. Does this team have wide receivers that if they're not here should be on an NFL roster?
Definitely. I think with the talent we have in that room, I think every guy can play. And it's all about getting the opportunity and making the most of it. We know in this league, it's a limited number you get on a team. So it's hard when you're fighting for, you know, 5 spots and maybe some practice squad spots. But we always say is, you know, the work you put on tape, even in the preseason, is kind of, you know, your evaluation for every team. So I think these guys know their opportunity and will make the most of it.
The one OTA we saw last week, you know, I think a lot of us were there to see Welker and Manny. And it seemed like, though, there was a lot of you and Manny. That's where the chemistry was. How have you evolved, do you think, come on this year versus last year?
Well, I think to start, just being more comfortable with Peyton and that relationship. I think we all have a better relationship with him, having a year under our belt and being able to really just grow, you know, our relationship off the field as well. And that timing on the field takes time. I mean, you don't figure it out overnight. You got to go through a lot of repetition, a lot of different looks and experiences defensively. So again, I just feel a lot more comfortable. I think we all know what our common goal is to win and make sure that, you know, as receivers we get open. And that's the bottom line, is be at the right spot at the right time, and he'll throw it to you.
Is the result of that just, I mean, we keep hearing about how fast you guys are moving.
Yep.
Is that the biggest difference between this time, this year and last year?
Yeah. I mean, you know, much hasn't changed. Obviously, we got a new offensive coordinator, and I think what our challenge for ourselves is to raise the speed of play, you know, especially being at home and having the altitude as our advantage, is that we have to play and get more plays in offensively. And I think when you can do that, you wear defenses down. And that also takes a lot of practice, though, too, because you get tired as well. You got to be mentally sharp with what routes, with what those signals, and what ever the game plan is going to be, and that's something, again, that we're working on right now.
We're 99 days from the season kickoff. I know there's a lot of us in this room that would love to have football season here right now. Is there a sense of anticipation where, in that locker room, you guys would love to fast forward to where you could put pads on it and actually go after it?
Yeah, always. You know, always when you get the competitive juices flowing, you want to play somebody else and really, you know, put the pads on, hit somebody. But I think this time is good for everybody, just because, you know, you get better as a player. You know, you work on the technique stuff that come training camp, you don't have to worry about it. You just go out and play. And we're getting stronger and faster in the weight room, and that's something that's important too, getting the rookies in with us, kind of building that camaraderie as a team, again, is what, you know, separates you from this time of the year till the fall.
Where did you learn from Wes Welker by watching him up close the last few weeks that maybe you didn't know if you could see him on tape?
You know, I knew he's always a very good route runner, and I always had that super motor. But, you know, he runs a lot of routes the same way, and I think he knows defensive schemes, you know, better than any receiver I think I've been around. And that allows you to play more confidently and know, you know, where to go in zones, how to get open versus man coverage, and a lot of those things he's taken advantage of. And it's fun to learn those little tips and keys from a guy that's played so long and had a lot of success.
Do you feel the benefit from training at altitude
and being able to see those? Yeah. I'd say the biggest advantage, you know, training up here and going playing a team like San Diego is, I don't know, I guess scientifically you have more red blood cells, so you got more energy. And I think a lot of times you don't feel the fatigue really until the end of the game, where, you know, sometimes here in practice you start feeling it halfway through and you just got to kind of battle through it. So I think that does give you an edge to work through that fatigue. And again, I think sharpen those mental toughness.
Adam Gase said that the speed of the offense is predicated a lot on what receivers and tight ends can do. You obviously want to be in the best shape you can possibly be, but if you're going to have to play faster and add more plays, can you be in better shape, UNDT and West and the rest of the guys?
Yeah, I think we definitely can get better shape. I think, you know, it's hard to simulate football shape when you're working out in the weight room once you get into practice. And I think once we go through those repetitions of playing fast and getting to the line and getting more reps in, that's how we'll allow ourselves to do it in the game situation. So I think this time's a good time to figure out, you know, what our strengths are, if we're capable of doing it, and then again, how we control it getting into the fall.
Peyton talked about having some concerns and doubts about his own status last year at this time.
Yep.
Have you noticed anything different about how he's thrown the ball, you know, a year later?
Well, you know, we worked out at Duke was it March or April? And I definitely felt like he had more zip on the ball. You know, I think he's come back stronger. He's come back with the program that we got. You know, it's unbelievable the amount of muscle mass and endurance guys have and the cut down of injuries that we had last year. So I think, you know, that's a compliment to the strength and conditioning staff here. And I think Peyton's one of those guys that took advantage of it and really got himself in good shape and is stronger and healthier this year.
Is that just feeling the ball as you're catching it, or is it's coming to you quicker? What do you
think? I think coming to you quicker can be, you know, his reads and his comfort level with receivers too. But I think, you know, some of those throws that he fits in the holes, he feel a little more zip on it, and he's getting to you quicker.
How do you feel this updated ground game, Monte Ball, second year Ronnie Hillman, will help you guys out offensively?
Well, both guys, you know, have done a good job of really learning in the film room, and you know, it's translating onto the practice field. That's a big thing too, is that learning curve of understanding, you know, for them how to play fast and know protections and, you know, understand mic calls and whatever they have to understand. And they're working hard. They're getting better, and that's all you can ask for.
It may not matter yet, but how does Brock Osweiler look? I mean, we hope that it doesn't matter too much.
Yeah, he's good. You know, he's a guy that, you know, will stick his head in the playbook and really just listen and kind of eat whatever Peyton says. And it shows too, you know, he's making a lot better reads. He's throwing the ball, you know, to the right person. He's not forcing things. And that's progress of a young guy, of, you know, showing that he's getting better and he's understanding the game and slowing down for him, which is huge as a quarterback.
Do you think it's a tougher learning curve for some of the younger guys if you're going to go this fast?
I think you know, in my opinion, if I was a rookie, it would be a harder learning curve just because it's Peyton Manning, and, you know, you want to make sure you're perfect because that guy is a perfectionist. He does things the right way. He demands the best out of everybody, and I think it just makes you work that much harder. So, but again, I think the front office has done a good job of bringing guys in that really want to work hard, are very unselfish, get in the playbook, and are good athletes, you know, and can really make a difference year one.
Would this pace have been possible a year ago, or did you need that fear with Peyton to kind of get the communication on the wavelengths?
That's a good question. Yeah, I don't know. I think the way we played last year probably was the best suited for, you know, what we had. And to just, again, like I said, that learning curve between a quarterback and a skilled player is, takes time, and when you're playing fast, you know, there's a lot more going through your head, and you're not as comfortable with your route running and where to be and certain things. So I think the way we did it was the right way.
Eric, have you had sleepless nights or anxiety just thinking about that last Baltimore game throughout the course of season?
Yeah, it comes back, you know, every once in a while when conversations are stirred about the season and what could have been or what should have been. And, you know, at this point, I think we all realize we would have it different or have it back if we could, but that's not the case. And it's just, it has fueled us and made us, I think, more hungry going into this offseason. And there's been plenty of nights where it kept me up or makes me watch it again and just
really
not understand why.
Gone back and watched it again.
Yeah, you know, we got all the games in our iPads, so I've gone back a few times and just
eat at night or just
you know, at night, not like 3, 4 in the morning. I'm smarter than that to get some sleep, but at night, yeah.
When Champ was in here a couple weeks ago, he said he feels like the Broncos are stacked at cornerback. That's what he said. As, mm-hmm. as a guy going against them, do you agree?
I agree. I agree 100%. I think, you know, we definitely got one of the best defensive back group, you know, in the NFL. Across the board, every guy is a one-on-one matchup is a nightmare, and I think that gives us advantage. You know, spread offenses nowadays, you got to be able to play 3-4, and you got to have a guy play a tight end because he's basically extended a receiver. So I'm confident what we got defensively and to the scheme, and those guys are running around playing fast, and it's been fun just to go against them and see what they're doing.
Are you impressed we went this long without asking about your reality show?
Pardon?
Are you impressed that we went this
long? I'm very impressed. I really appreciate it, yeah.
How's the white flag?
12 minutes even.
12 minutes even? Hey, is that a record?
Are you getting excited for the wedding?
I am excited. You know, everybody asks if I'm nervous, but I'm actually really excited. The planning, you know, can be a little much, but I think everything's kind of set in stone, so we're excited for that day. Hopefully it doesn't rain. So.
Well, how'd you call
if you want to get some good laughs, actually, I might put it on my Twitter. Ronnie Hillman is an incredible golfer, you know. How many times he can miss and still get back swinging, it's impressive. It was fun, though. I think that, you know, the reason for that is to get to know guys that you really haven't got to talk too much in the locker room. And I think, again, that's a good thing for us to build team camaraderie and just really understand one another. So when we go into, you know, battle on Sundays and in the fall, we know we can trust one another.